The drawback to this is we are going to have to hire a certified designer to complete the plans before work can be done. And we cannot use our grant money to do that with. However, I did talk to the Franks Engineering. They do have someone. Actually, what's going to save us is that some years ago, when we applied for this grant, or the walking trail grant, there was a plan designed then. So in February, the gentleman from Parks and Recreation is coming down, and Robin Rice, you've met her several times with Frank's Engineering, will be coming down. We will be looking at those plans. So I don't think we're going to have so much money out on that kind of thing because we do already have plans drawn. And one, I know $45,000 sounds like a whole lot of money, but when you're buying playground equipment, it's nothing but nickels and dimes. But part of that grant would be included in that, we would have to construct a pavilion. We already have one. In fact, we have a very good one. And so that's going to save us a whole lot of money. And one of the contractors, or the businesses that Frank's Engineering has been working with, she said they could take a dollar and stretch it like you wouldn't believe. The biggest cost for us is that part of it is that we have to design and build a wheelchair accessibility.